Hello everyone, it's Adam Roxby from Harwich Peninsula Friends of the Earth, and it's a beautiful day here in Harwich, and I'm here to talk to you about a very important and timely campaign which you can help with right now. Currently there's a bill going through Parliament which will give us a once in a generation opportunity to positively impact and influence the way in which we get our electricity in this country for decades to come. However, there's one bit that's missing, a decarbonisation target by 2030. This will mean that we'll strip out the climate change causing gases from our electricity supply by 2030. Thankfully, Conservative MP Tim Yeo has tabled an amendment to this bill, which will get that crucial target put back in. Unfortunately, Harwich MP Bernard Jenkin has yet to sign up to this, and we are trying to get him to change his mind. In a letter to concerned constituents, Mr. Jenkin cited the unreliability of wind power, but yet he has publicly come out in support of wind energy, saying it will be a vital boost to the Harwich economy. So, Friends of the Earth are calling upon MPs like Mr. Jenkin to come out and support this vital amendment. Renewable energy has been proven in study after study to meet our needs, and will meet our needs in the future. The green industry is vital to our economy and it's booming business. So if you head on over to our website over at harwichfoe.co.uk, you'll see on the front page that we have drafted a letter in response to Mr. Jenkin, pointing out the inconsistencies and the fallacies of his argument and urging him to support the climate change target of decarbonisation by 2030. We want Mr. Jenkin and this government to support clean British energy and not a reckless dash for gas which will lock us into ever increasing in price and ever more dangerous sources of fuel. So join us and many more Harwich residents by joining over at harwichfoe.co.uk, sign the petition and then tell your friends about it. Thank you very much for your support.